on this episode of Counting Cars.
Dang, look at it.
Kevin and I floor it for an elusive Monte Carlo.
Oh, my gosh. You sure this is worth it?
Oh, my gosh. I love this.
I'm faced with an extremely difficult decision.
$10,000.
Ouch. And we go beyond the call of duty to honor our troops with a custom patriotic bill.
On the back fender, I want the Constitution.
I love it.
We the people.
I can't wait to do it.
I'm excited.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them, and sometimes I eat them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes, and we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Let's go through here, man.
See, I like these old neighborhoods, man. These are the type of places where you find the cool old stuff that people have been sitting on for years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Oh, look at that over there. Okay. See? You see? No. You see what I'm talking about?
No.
Dude, there we go. Check it out. This could be what we're looking for, dude.
There's way too much work.
No. It looks like there is, but it ain't, man. That's nice.
We're looking for cars that we can flip without putting a lot of money into them. So if it can't happen quickly, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, this thing's in poor shape, Danny.
No, it is not. The car is really straight and solid. It's just there we got issues. And it's a 73. It's a satellite. Las Vegas is the best city in the world to find and revive these old cars. And because it's the desert, they're dry, there's no salt in the air, and there's all kinds of space. I get people asking me for cars like this all the time. It looks like it's a satellite Sebring Plus, if that's the original hood. People love these.
I don't see it.
Dude.
It's too much work.
I see it. I'm gonna go knock on this cat's door.
I'm always nervous when Danny does this stuff, knocking on doors or chasing somebody down in traffic. Someday, somebody's gonna pull out a shotgun.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
I was just looking at your car. I hope you don't mind. I came and knock on your door and bug you.
Yeah, hi.
I just wanted to check it out. My name's Danny. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Ryan, nice to meet you.
Ryan, nice to meet you. This is Kevin.
How you
doing?
This is Ryan, man.
Can we ask you about your car?
Sure, yeah.
Sweet. It is a 73, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
The Satellite Sebring was a popular and affordable muscle car in the 60s and 70s. Plymouth even came out with a special options version for law enforcement that had larger brakes and a much more high-performance engine, and it quickly became one of the favorites within the police department. Sweet, how long have you had the car?
I picked it up a couple years ago, kind of as a fixer-upper project.
Wow, does it run good?
Yeah. I mean, just a little bit of body work, but I mean, other than that, frame's good, drive's good. It just needs a little bit of work, you know, little tweaks here and there.
Would you ever consider selling this?
I mean, I hadn't even thought about it, to be honest with you. I mean, it's just, like I said, it's been kind of a fixer-upper the last couple years.
Yeah?
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Would you take $3,000 for it?
People have asked me if I was ever interested in selling it before. I mean, it's a classic, but nobody's ever knocked on my door and said, hey, can I buy your car? I wouldn't. I have more than $3,000 into it right now.
Okay.
I can't take a loss.
Well, what would you do?
How about $4,000? Worth it.
I'll split the difference with you. I'll go $3,500 in $100 bills.
$100 bills?
$100 bills. No check, no nothing. Just right now, $100 bills.
$3,500. $35, you got a deal.
You're a good man, Ryan. I appreciate that. We'll take good care of it. This was a great find. Once I fix that hole, make some additions, give it a seriously sweet paint job, I could flip this thing for upwards of $20,000. Kevin, you take the truck, man. I will take the Plymouth, brother. And I'll see you back at the shop. Hey, quit wasting time, man. We got business to do today.
You're killing me.
Shannon, you awake yet?
Hello.
How you doing, man?
Good.
I want you to meet somebody. Jeff, this is Shannon.
Hey, Shannon.
Hey. Shannon,
oh,
Jeff.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Shannon is my number one here in the bike world, and we've done a whole lot of chops together. I got a call from a guy who's looking for a custom bike. He's here now, and we're going to discuss the details. He wants something unique. We're talking full custom frame, front end, paint, the works. This is what we love to do.
I want to go with an America theme. On the tanks, I want, like, the Statue of Liberty holding a flag and the flag blowing in the wind back down the tank, and maybe use like a candy red and a candy blue, something that really, really pops there.
Nice.
And then on the back fender, have you seen like the scrolled paper, like the old?
Yeah, like with one of these things where you take the scroll out.
Yeah. I want the Constitution on the back fender.
Oh, I love it.
We the people. I'm one proud American.
Amen, brother.
And this is what I want. When you come to my house, we stand up and say Pledge of Allegiance before we eat dinner. Just all American family. And, you know, I'd like to give a little something back for these young soldiers going over and fighting for our freedom. We take that for granted so often.
What kind of vibe are you seeing in your head?
Something long and lean, kind of more of a drag bike feel.
This is a pretty good reference right here. This is not as low as what you're talking about. We can take the gas tank, get the gas tank down lower, and the handlebars themselves can also come down really low.
So that would eliminate the gap here, make it a little closer, a little tighter.
Put you right in the plane.
Yeah, just so it looks just stretched and bad.
I like that. I like what you're thinking. Yeah. Absolutely. What kind of wheels do you like?
I think I definitely want to go with the spoke wheel.
That just says chopper to me.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Listening to Jeff, I'm seeing the Blandini bike. And
Very much so.
Can you do me a favor? Would you pull up that bike? The Blandini Chop is a bike that Shannon and I did some years ago for a guy by the name of Jeff Blando, who's a lead guitar player for Slaughter. We just love that bike. It is so gorgeous. It's one of our favorite bikes we ever did. How does that look to you?
There we go.
Perfect. That's exactly what I was thinking. I like the way that it's long, low. I like the distance between the tank and the engine.
Yes.
You read my mind.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes. Well, let's do this. Shannon, start ordering parts, brother. It's really nice working with a client like Jeff. He knows what he wants. The best part about it is what he wants, I think, is cool. I can't wait to do it.
I'm excited.
Let's go do some paperwork, and let's get started on your bike.
The challenge with this bike is going to be the paint. Jeff has a specific vision, and it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of detail to get it right. But in the end, I know wherever this bike goes, it'll be a constant reminder of the sacrifices that our troops make for us every single day.
I like the way you think. It's going to be a fun build. Dang, look at him. He's kind of hauling butt.
Danny, you sure this is worth it?
Is that? That is a Monte Carlo. It's either 70 or 71. My guess, by the looks of those taillights, is 71. Let's see if we can't catch up. He's kind of hauling butt, man. Dang, man. This guy's aggressive. It's clean, man. He's got a lot of tire underneath that. Dang, look at him. He's laying rubber. Goodness. This guy's hauling ass.
Yeah, I don't know if we're
going to
be able to catch this guy.
I don't know either, man. All right. We're gaining.
This is worth it.
And he's heading back to surface streets. Here's an opportunity. I'm going to pull up right next to him.
Hey, bro.
How you doing, man?
Nice car, man.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, would you mind pulling over so we could take a peek at it?
Cool. That's it, man. He's on.
Speeding on a crowded freeway in a 54 Ford F-100 street rod truck, not my idea of fun. But I do like to see Kevin sweat a little bit.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Thanks for stopping. We're just car guys. I appreciate it. I'm Danny.
I'm Dean.
Dean, nice to meet you.
My car is a 1971 Chevrolet Monte Carlo. It's not uncommon for people to wave and stuff, but not very often do people flag me over.
Man, what a good-looking car. 71, right?
Yeah, 71 Monte Carlo.
71.
Nice.
I've always been a fan of these first-generation Monte Carlos, 71, 72, 73. They're beautiful cars. They're powerful cars. The Monte Carlo was built back in the heyday of muscle cars, but it was positioned more in the luxury version market because it was going to compete against the Grand Prix, the Buick Riviera. I do love your wheel combination. That's a lot of tire on the back. That looks great.
Yeah, I wanted to have the real healthy look from behind, you know, with the big meats on there.
Trust me, we got a good view of it from behind. I've been following you for a while, trying to talk to you. This thing, you are moving.
You can be going 100 and not feel it sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. Suspension's really soft, and it's a fun car to drive.
Yeah. Monte Carlos have always been cool cars in my book. It's a little bit bigger, a little more comfortable, a little more luxurious, yet it was still of that muscle car vibe. So I always call them like a gentleman's muscle car. Is this something that you would ever consider selling?
I might.
Yeah? You got just 1 second. I want to chat with Kevin for just 1 minute. I needed to pull Kevin off to the side and have a little sidebar conversation with him because I get excited, and I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to offer too much.
And how high should I go?
I six it because we'd have to put money into it and then flip it because you're not going to keep something like this.
Six G's is the most.
That's it.
Okay.
Because we've got too much work.
Okay.
Let me ask you another question. Would you consider an offer of, say, like $5,000, $5,500 for a car like this?
No, I wouldn't. No. I've got that into it.
Am I even in the ballpark?
It depends on what kind of increments you jump up at.
I gotcha. Would you consider $6,000 in cash on a purchase on this car?
You know, I would have to just, you know, I'd have to get a much better offer.
Okay. It's a really nice looking car. Would you consider $10,000 cash?
No, I couldn't.
I got you. Well, let's do this. Kevin, have you got a business card in?
Yeah.
I'd love to invite you over to our shop and see what we got going down there. And, you know, maybe we'll pick this conversation up in the near future.
Yeah.
Dean, thank you.
I don't even know why Danny bothers to consult me before making an offer. I know he gets caught up in the moment, but anything over 6K would have really damaged our ability to make any money on this deal. One of these days, somebody's gonna accept it, and it's gonna bite us in the ass.
Let's get you back to the shop before you try and buy anything else.
A few days ago, I picked up an old Sebring in dire need of a facelift. I'm having the guys do a lot more tour than necessary for a quick flip. I know it's a little bit risky in this economy, but I really feel confident that I'm going to find a buyer for this car. While that's happening at the shop, Horny Mike and I, we're off to visit a friend who happens to be a combat vet and one of the best leather tooling guys in Vegas. Can't think of a better person to do the tribute seat for the American-themed We the People bike.
So we're going to see the leather guy at his house.
Absolutely, dude.
Because he's not going to have one of them, like, leather face outfits on, is he?
No, but his leather work is amazing, bro.
Out of his house.
Yeah, this dude don't need a shop, man.
I just didn't imagine it'd be at his house.
Hey, Dan, what's up?
How you doing, bro?
Good to see you, man.
Fighting the clock.
Fighting the fight goes.
Steve, I don't know if you ever met Mike. Mike,
hey,
Steve.
Mike. How you doing?
Glad to meet you.
Good to meet you, brother.
Steve's a fellow biker that I met a few years back, and I've always admired his custom seat. And when I found out that he made it himself, I was blown away. So I asked him to make me one, and he's been my guy ever since. He's one of my best-kept secrets, and I wouldn't trust this project to anyone else but him.
I know we had to talk over kind of what's going on.
Oh, absolutely.
I've been doing leather work for years. Most leather workers refer to working with leather as carving. We take a knife, make the cut, and then we actually mold it so it has a very three-dimensional look to it. Biggest challenge is we have to not only do something beautiful and have it be something that is an artistic statement, but it also has to be able to deal with the elements.
The client's way, way cool, and he's just a proud, flag-waving American. He's calling it the We the People bike because he's going to have the Constitution on the back fender.
That kind of comes from where I'm coming from. Man, I'm
gotcha.
A former combat Marine, and when you start talking about patriotism, folks like myself, we started thinking about the guys that are earning it for us out here. So I'm thinking about something that is a kind of an iconic tribute to the fallen. The rifle in the dirt with the helmet, something that has to do with the true heart of these guys that have suffered and died for why we can stand here and do what we do.
That would
so
be
badass.
That would be really cool.
The image on this seat is a helmet, rifle, and a pair of boots. It is referred to as a fallen soldier's battle cross. Originally used in the Civil War, it marked bodies that need to be removed and buried. Today, it's a sign of respect and honor that we pay to those that have fallen in combat, that have given their lives to their country.
I think that would be really, really
cool. You're gonna do a little light rays coming from the back of it?
Mike, this is gonna be something that's gonna be kind of in silhouette and dark and black and brown. Little glow, but then the seat itself is aged looking. That subtle rifle with the helmet. I'm not gonna go flamboyant.
Well, the paint will be flamboyant.
I'll remain subtle so you can shine.
You put the boy in flamboyant. I love it. Everything you do is perfect. And that is, I think you hit it right on the
nose. Well, I'm glad.
Absolutely, man. As usual, Steve, you always kill it.
See you guys later.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for taking time, man.
Steve's design is going to take this bike to a whole new level. Even though it's going to cut into our profit margin by about $900, Jeff is going to love it. And for him and for the troops it honors, that's all that matters.
I can go 17. I can go 17. That's about all I can do with it.
Man, I'm five short.
After $10,000 worth of parts and labor, the Sebring, she's finally finished, and she is beautiful. We had a ball with it. We went through the engine, went through the transmission, had custom wheels made for it, put some new gears in the rear end, put a stall converter in it, make this thing really sing. That means I need to sell it for about $17,000 to make a profit. But I know the guy that's coming in to take a look at it, he's gonna fall in love with it. And he's gonna know she's worth every penny. I'm hiding her over here for you. Scott, oh, open up the store for me, brother.
Danny gave me a call. He says he thinks he has a classic car for me. I've been waiting for a while. I keep bugging him about it. I just hope the price is right.
I think it's you, man. I think it's you. It's the 73 Plymouth Satellite Sebring Plus.
Wow.
She came out good,
brother. I love this. I love the color. The paint job is just beautiful.
Sweet. Wow. I'm glad you dig it. Oh, my gosh. You know, we got it back here, and we started sanding it down. We found out that the original color was the Plum Crazy Purple.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of a personal favorite, too.
I don't know what to say. You have me in awe.
We got her running right. We got her driving right. We got the body right. We got the paint right. Wheels and tires are right. Brother, she's a happy car.
This car is beautiful. 1973 Plymouth. This is something my brother had back in the day. This brings back a lot of memories, and this is something that I need to have.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That is what I'm talking about.
Yes. The inside's beautiful, too. This is wow.
Came out
man,
good, brother.
This is
thanks, wow. Brother, man. I'm glad you dig it.
So the question is, what's the damage?
I'd love to get about 20 grand out of the car, but I think the lowest I could really go to make it worthwhile would be about $17,000. I got to get 20 out of the car.
Look at his face, Danny.
I know, but you know that it's that caliber of car.
I love what you've done to it, rims and tires. I mean, the paint job is one of a kind. It
smells like a lowball coming.
I got 10 grand cash.
Ouch. Well, I know I can't do that.
I know you can do better. Come on, you gotta help me out more than this.
I can do 18 on it.
12 is, that's all I
That's all you got.
Got.
You know you call your old lady, hit that savings account. Come on now. Don't be afraid.
I wish.
Danny's actually a pretty amazing guy. He does people a good solid deal if he likes them.
I can go 17. I can go 17. That's about all I can do with it.
Man, I'm five short.
Seriously, that's all we can do? That's it?
That's all I have.
I got you, man. I got gotcha.
Killing me.
I'm a little bit bummed that we didn't sell the Sebring today, but it's a beautiful car, and I know this thing's gonna sell. That doesn't scare me. Okay, so I didn't win on the Sebring this time, but I've got a guaranteed score coming on the American-themed We the People bike. Ryan, Shannon, Horny Mike, Steve, these guys all made it perfect. And now Jeff's on his way to come pick up the bike of his dreams. Jeff, I believe you're going to be digging on this.
I'm here today to finally see my bike that we had built here at Counts Customs. Very excited.
The We the People bike is a very special custom build. It's a custom soft tail frame. It's got a stretch in the down tubes and a stretch in the backbone. It's got a beautiful custom hand-tooled leather seat. And to top it all off, it has a beautiful patriotic paint job. Everything from the Statue of Liberty and American flag on the gas tank right down to the Constitution of the United States of America on that back fender.
Dude.
Fantastic.
Come on. Tell me that ain't beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
Shannon, way to go, my brother.
Oh, my.
Gorgeous.
When I first saw the bike, I was taken back. It met every expectation.
Try this baby on.
Tell
I love
you don't
those.
Fit that.
That is absolutely fantastic.
Tailor-made. It's like a suit.
It feels perfect.
From front to back, so much detail and perfection. Everything that I had asked for in that bike was there.
You know, the way that the flag is blended into the paint and the Statue of Liberty on there is just incredible, you know? The seat, I mean,
that seat's
let
insane.
Us not forget. Oh, my God.
And Steve killed it on the seat.
True talent, that's for sure.
You also got an American flag right there on the linkage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, you're going to love it. You're going to take a couple weeks to get all the little stuff in.
It just looks, how do I say this, politically correct.
That is the best answer I've heard in a long time. As long as you're happy, that's what makes us happy. But I'm proud that this came out of our shop, man. I'm thinking, if you brought another pair of shoes, we might ought to get in the wind.
I did.
Are you in the mood?
And I think we shall.
We spent a little bit more on this bike than we'd hoped for, but a small dent in our profit is nothing compared to the sense of pride and accomplishment that we get, knowing that this bike is a constant reminder of and thank you to our armed forces.